This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to the Good Trouble After Show. We are recapping the season one finale, playing a fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble? And of course, like always, we have a special guest, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back. Like I said before, we are recapping the season one finale of Good Trouble. I cannot believe that it's already over, but fear not. It is coming back for season two, June 18th. We cannot wait. And of course, like I teased, we have a very special guest. She plays Casey on the show, one of Speculate's top employees who's raising hell in the workplace. Please welcome Chloe Wepper.
Yay!
Wow. That's my character description.
That
is. It's amazing. I wish I could say the same about
myself. Well, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
I like the... I just put together the B.
The B after
Buzz. Yeah, I'm a little slow, but it's okay.
It's all right.
No, now when you said it, I was like, oh, that's what that is.
That's what it is. Yeah, absolutely. But we are also joined by our other panelists, the amazing Taylor Gates.
Oh my gosh, hello. I'm so glad to be back.
Yes. I know. Sad, but excited that this is the finale, because
right?
We got a lot of great nuggets today, so it's going to be great. But I'm also joined by the unapologetic Shay Jones.
Hey, guys. I legit was going to wonder if he's going to introduce me today. So, you know, I just had a question. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And, you know, this is the amazing, handsome...
Thank you.
...single very Dakota single. T. Jones.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
What great teeth you have.
Thank you.
You truly, yeah.
That's so nice.
Well, you know, it's just
tell
the truth.
Tell it to all the single ladies.
He has wonderful teeth.
For all you audio listeners.
Exactly.
Right? Mouth full of teeth, you guys.
Right.
And these days, that's saying a lot.
That's right. You never know who you're going to run into these days. But you guys, let's break into this episode. There's a lot that went on. My notes usually are like maybe from here to here, and I'm all the way to the bottom.
No,
so.
I got you beat this time. Like,
oh,
I'm all
my
the way
goodness.
Deep. Like, that's how...
All right. Well, we're going to break it down by categories. First, I want to talk about the Jamal Thompson case, which I was hoping we would get a lot of closure this episode regarding the verdict, but we didn't. We have to wait till season two, which, you know, isn't that far away. We can wait, I guess. But it was amazing because Patrice Cullors, who helped co-found the Black Lives Matter movement, was in the episode, which was incredible seeing her there. I felt like it really brought a lot to the trial and to the protest, and I loved having her there. What were your thoughts on that?
For me, it's like that moment in time where you just realize that we're not just saying these things to make a fuss. We're actually saying so you know we do matter. Our lives matter. It doesn't mean that all lives don't matter. It just means that you don't seem to care about ours. So we have to try to make you understand. Mm. That's about it.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that they had the actual, like, founder
yes.
of it in this episode, too, because it brings such a, like, sense of reality into this. You know, it's a fictional world, but they do touch on such, like, serious and relevant issues, and it's so neat when they bring actual people who are making a difference in this world and kind of blur that line between fiction and reality a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool. I don't think I knew that before.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, and then I started seeing some of the coverage for it and the posts that people, you know, the producers and the actors written, I just thought that was amazing. I think it's, it does give that sense of reality, even though we are in a fictionalized world. But
absolutely.
It's so connected. I mean, the show itself does such a good job of being so connected to what's happening now and really having its finger on the pulse of social issues. And I thought that was great. I thought that was such a wonderful opportunity.
I think it really goes to show just, I mean, how successful the show is because of all these things. It's really taking real-world circumstances and making a show out of it that is entertaining but brings light to all those important things that a lot of places and a lot of people don't talk about.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. I remember, I think when I saw the pilot, I was like, you know, people are might gonna tune in for the hot bods, but if they stick around and learn more and that's what they're gonna get out of it, I'm so for that. And I thought right. It was such a great, I think the show just does such a great job of doing that.
Absolutely. And this time we got a little bit of extra info and some evidence. And basically they were saying that they found out it was cheaper, this is what they're saying, to let victims of police shootings die rather than moving forward.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With the case, so that's why they're saying that they left him there to die rather than trying to save him, which is disgusting and heartbreaking. And just seeing those back and forths in the courtroom where, you know, people were like trying to be, oh no, this is not a problem, it was his fault, and then just seeing the opposing side, it was so insane. And I felt so sad for Jamal's mother, who's just sitting there taking it all. This is her son, and they're showing images of him laying on the ground, and I just can't imagine what her, like, what she went through. Like, that was just heartbreaking, and it just really resonated with me. I was like, oh my gosh, like, how is she sitting through this? It just really just shows you life is not fair, and that this circumstance is awful and just heartbreaking, really.
Yeah, and props to the editors and the writers and everyone who kind of, you know, contributed to that scene, because I think the juxtaposition, you're right, like, the juxtaposition of the two sides, like, going back and forth, it's like, it's so realistic to what actually happens in court, and I think that makes it that much harder, you know, when you're having to sit back and like see all these people, you know, try to like ruin, you know, your son's legacy, and just, it would just be so difficult. And I thought it, like, the editing style that was just like particularly impactful.
Yeah,
I totally agree. It was just hard for me to watch that. It really was. This whole entire episode was emotional, but for me that was harder. And only because when you say he lunged at a person, I lunged at you, how do you shoot me 7 times in the back? That's like one of the biggest questions I had, even doing those two differences. Your gun just slipped 7 times. How? I don't understand that. And nobody can ever tell me that can be explained. And I'm just, yeah, that's all I have to say, because I will get emotional about it.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, on top of all of that, and then Malika's mother passing away, it was just so much for her to deal with. Like, it was really sad. I feel like with Malika, she just has gone through so much, and it's like, when will she be able to be happy? When will she be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel? And it just goes to show that life is hard, especially for her right now, and ugh.
Life's hard. I mean, that's the cross we bear with the color of our skin. Just plain and simple. And like Sandra was saying, we do, I feel like, always have like a black woman, like superwoman complex, because we are told we have to be strong, because if we show any emotion, oh, you're just, now you're an angry black person instead of just being a woman or a person with the feelings that you have, and it gets turned around on you. So sometimes it's okay, it is okay to break and not be as strong and ask for help. I think the two biggest things for me this episode was to ask for help and to find out your peace in your life.
Yeah, I think it was so important coming from Sandra, too, because I don't think that, like, yes, like, you know, her friends at the Coterie and Isaac, like, they're such important resources and friendships, but I don't think it would have been quite as impactful as it was coming from Sandra, like, this mother figure who's also dealt with so much loss, and I think that was my favorite scene in this whole episode, was between the two of them.
They've both had such a rough time. Seeing them both be there for each other was so amazing, and I love how Malika was able to let her guard down and be like, she was like, no, I'm fine. And it's like, we all know you're not, you know? Yeah. So for her to be able to break down and have someone, especially a motherly figure, to do that with it's not going to fix everything, but it's sure going to help.
And it's put a start.
It's a start.
It's like, finally she got this moment of catharsis that we've been watching her kind of dip into with a couple of scenes. And this felt like such a release for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But let's switch over to the other storyline with the Speculate Workplace. Mm. Oh, juicy stuff. Yikes. You're kind of a part of it a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit. Let's get in there. Let's unpack that.
So we're going to unpack that. So Angela assures Mariana she's not setting her up, which we were all last week like, this is a red flag.
First
she's
of all,
gonna set her
I
up.
Did not say that.
Didn't you? And
I was not here last week.
She wasn't even Megan. Here. That was Megan.
I've always been team okay. Angela. Okay.
Well, you thought Angela was playing both sides?
I did not. He did, and Megan
yeah,
did.
Oh, really? We thought that she was trying to set Mariana up because last week's episode, was it Jason?
I think I did too. When yeah. we were working on it, I was like, who are you, Angela?
Yeah.
But they do that. I mean, I think the same could be said about Casey.
Yeah. I know, because you were kind of at a certain point, you were like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore, especially yeah. it's the only job I have right now. I worked so hard to get here.
Yeah.
And what was running through your character's mind when you decided you kind of wanted to remove yourself?
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting, and what I love so much about the dynamic that they set up is, for me, I feel like Casey, she's a few years older than Mariana, and I think that she comes from kind of a different time a little bit. I know it's not, you know, it's not a huge chasm of time, people. But even like, I mean, think back to like three to 5 years ago, this conversation we're having now did not take place, and you know, companies kind of being outed as having this huge pay gap was just not part of I think of just social rhetoric. Like, we just didn't talk about it. And so I think she comes from a different time. I think she comes from a time where you do put your head down and work and try to, like, climb the ladder. And I really respected that about Casey. And it was never this, like, I don't want to join your crusade. I just think they come from different schools of thought. It's, you know, I think Mariana comes from I'm going to disrupt the system and change it. And in this very younger, youthful, I'm going to come in strong and just change the, you know, it's, I kind of think of it as like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of like, I'm just going to change the system. Uh-huh. And then you have someone who's a little bit older who's kind of like, wait a minute, I've been having the system kind of work for me in a way. I'm not getting everything that I want, but I am getting it slowly, mm-hmm. and I just kind of like work hard. It's just these different, this different ideology, I think, of like what to do in the workplace. And so I really enjoyed that because I think the mistake is to think that Casey like doesn't want to do it. I think mm-hmm. she's just she's never done that. She's never changed the system. She just kind of plays along with it, yeah. and her idea is like, I'll climb the ladder. And I think Mariana made her realize, like, oh, my ladder is shorter than the men's. Like, there aren't enough rungs for me to keep climbing. Yeah. And so that's kind of her, like, she has to change her approach.
Yeah.
And I've always liked that. I mean, at least that's kind of what I thought of for myself, that internal struggle that she has of, like, how do I stay true to what I want, but also respect where I came right. from, and like the way that I've been doing things for like whatever 3 to 5 years,
and not lose everything that you work so hard
yeah,
for.
It's yeah, it's really hard. That's, you know, it's insane. Like Nancy Pelosi, she's she had to like work the system,
yeah,
and then the system's broken. So what do? You keep working it, or do you break? I mean, I think that's like a scary. That's like a scary thing. I did not think I'd get political,
but there you go.
It's so embarrassing.
I think that's an interesting concept because hopefully we've all grown from the last 5 years of our life. We're not the same people we
right.
were. So that means the wisdom that we've gathered in all that time makes us also a little hesitant to take the risk
yeah.
because of the road that we've traveled to get there.
Yeah, especially when Mariana comes in this, like, lightning rod moment. You know, she kind of just storms in and says, like, this isn't right. And I think, yeah, I think that's a little hard. I think that's a little hard for Casey. But I think she gets there.
Yeah.
I think she gets there.
I really loved, this wasn't in this episode, but one of my favorite scenes with you was whenever you and Mariana, or you were trying to do yoga.
That's right.
You
that's
were,
right.
She wasn't, and you were trying to have like this, because it's a cool workplace, right?
Yeah,
there's like
yeah.
this place where you can go and chill out, and you're sitting there trying mm. to soak it up
yeah,
for however long you have left on
give
your
me
break.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she's just bugging me.
Just like, yeah.
And gets the job that I wanted.
Right.
She gets the job that Casey wanted. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I feel like your character had to have, like, respected and loved Mariana as far as, like, you're trying to help her out. You know, in the very
totally.
Beginning, you were like, hey, try not to step on
right.
too many toes.
Yeah.
But, so you like her, but deep down, you're also probably, for a while there, a little annoyed just because she was coming in and already getting things that you
totally.
Had worked hard for.
And trying to change the system that I think took Casey longer to work through. Mm-hmm. I would always say to the to the creators, I'd be like, she's giving her arguably bad advice or dated advice. It's like old advice from 5 years ago. Just like, keep your head down and shut up. You're a woman. You get it. And it's like, whoa. And I think she probably is hearing herself for the first time and seeing how damaging her advice can be. Yeah. And that it's like not really the right way. It's a safe way to go. Mm-hmm. It's a way that I think a lot of women did 5, 10 years ago so that they could keep their job. So yeah. I get it.
I do think at times, like, Mariana needs someone to rein her in slightly, yes.
though. Her ideas are bonkers.
They're a little crazy, so I hope that, like, as your, you know, relationship continues to develop, maybe you can move past, like, the dated advice and just, like, be someone who's like, okay, that's a great idea, but, like, let's do it this way so it's not, like, insane.
Right. Yeah, let's not burn it down quite yet.
Yeah,
let's
because... It gets pretty close to that whenever...
It kind of does.
Jason, right?
I always Josh.
Josh. I always... It's a J.
Oh, okay. No, because first of all, this is gonna be... He's just like... The person we should blame, we have to blame Angela.
I hate to do this publicly, but it's your fault. I was like, oh my gosh, okay.
Isn't that seem crazy?
It really is. It
really was.
It's kind of wild. He really just... I mean, he lights himself on fire in a way. Yeah, he really goes for it.
It was great. But I did love it because Mariana, obviously, she stood up for Angela, then you stood up for her.
Right.
Despite everything.
I was proud of you.
I love that.
Thank you.
It was
Thank
time.
You so much. It's not in the script. It was an improvisation.
Yeah. You're just like, you know what?
I did it. The writers were like,
I was like, sit down, stop, cut. Stop. No, what are you doing?
That's the only take stop. I gave them. I walked off set. I just walked off the set. They're like, you're not in season two. What are you doing?
I love that.
I do love a good, like, I love that trope of being, like, everyone taking responsibility so no one can complain. I'm like, oh, I love a scene like that. I was like, yes, like, this is exactly what I want.
Gael didn't stand up. I legit was, like, sitting there. Gael, stand up. Like, say something to me. Like, no, he just sat there behind Raj. And I'm like, Gael, you're tall. I need you to stand up today, sir.
I think it was very powerful that Raj was the only one that stood up. I was
absolutely.
Like, because in a world where men are not affected by the pay gap, I think to them it's like, well, I don't need to fight this fight. Like, why am I going to put my name out online? And so for him to really just stand up, he has really proved himself over and over and over again throughout the episodes. And I'm proud of him. And I think that Mariana sees that, and she shot her shot there at the end, and it was so cute because literally he's like, "That's very unprofessional." And I'm like,
he was just like, "That is utterly disrespectful." I legit want to be like, "Really though, you finally get a chance to kiss the girl, you really gonna say this?"
Okay, just kiss her already.
Thank
right?
you. Take the kiss. Take it offered. Yeah. It's offered to you, sir.
Absolutely.
Shout out to whoever styled though Sam though, because he's wearing an Urkel from Family Matters shirt, and I'm so in love with that like '90s throwback. I was so in love. What? I love Urkel.
He's wearing
Urkel with the suspenders t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, no, I know who Urkel is.
That's what he's wearing in the scene. Like,
I remember. That was a really good day.
That was a really great shirt.
Good tease.
I love Urkel. Side note.
Yeah. Or did I do that? Kill. The perfect tagline.
I love that.
Yes.
But I think in the end, I really want to know what will happen with season two is speculate, because Mariana's obviously struggling with, is she going to stay? Is she not? Evan really wants her to stay, and he makes that obvious, but he does say, if you leave, the app does belong to me.
Right.
And so I see that I think he still has a good heart, because he's like, I want you to stay. I want to work with this. He's going to give her a whole team. But whenever she kind of threatens to go, he's like, I can't stop you, but there is this legality issue and you can't take your app.
And you don't think that's manipulative?
I think it is, but I do think he does care for her and he wants to see her succeed. I think he has the power enough to where if he wanted to, he could make a clause to like release that app technically.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I can see that would be a little manipulative. He saved that for the very end though and was like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to trust him. We had TJ in last week and he was great. But I don't know.
I mean, TJ's trustworthy.
Right, but it's Evan. We don't know.
It was manipulative. However, it is a clause in the thing she signed.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
I mean, it can be misconstrued as manipulative, but also because now that he is taking the administrative side of things on, he has to now remind you, I can't stop you. But unfortunately, the app you thought of and wanted to create here, you cannot take out those doors.
Right.
So
it's very messy.
She's stuck.
Yeah.
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 And we'll get into some predictions later on if we think she will stay or not. But I did want to touch on the Alice storyline. I'm going to kind of go through what happens, and then we'll give you our thoughts on it. So Alice's parents drop by the coterie and want to give Sumi an engagement present. I think they're great. I love them as actors. They're so funny. Comedic timing. They just pop up into the coterie, and their facial expressions say everything. I love them so much.
Like women and men sharing, showering together.
I know. I love that. But Sumi does call off the wedding.
Yes.
Because she's still in love with Alice.
Shocker.
I know.
But she looks gorgeous in that wedding dress, though. I have to give it up. Yeah.
But I think we all know I'm not a Sumi fan because she's too much, man. She's just all over the place.
She loves the drama.
She does.
She goes back and forth. She's very confusing.
That face she gave the mirror when she kissed Gael was just like, "Who do you think you are today, lady?"
I'm like, "Oh, it's that now? Okay. Yeah, okay."
I thought that was kind of fun. I mean, Gael just, like, pops up in there, too, and he's like, wait, what's happening? And he's like, okay, I thought you were a lesbian. Okay. You know,
I guess this works, too. You're already his ass.
I know. But Alice tells Sumi that she doesn't love her. So that was interesting, because I was like, is Sumi going to try to, like, bring the engagement back? Like, oh, well, now that my, you know, Exhibit A doesn't work out, should I go back to B? You know?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, that'd be really messed up.
I think what I meant to say was Plan A, not Exhibit.
Ooh, you're stuck in the judge world.
Yeah,
Callie's
that's right.
world. Yeah, get out of there. We're not
get
there.
Get out.
Get out of there.
But I was thinking I thought Sumi's reaction to that was not going to be good. I thought she was going to be like, "What do you mean? I just called off my engagement." Because Sumi is very manipulative.
Yes, so. She's proven to be.
Yeah. And she did it through text. I'm like, you could at least just sold it to her face.
Like, she broke up an entire engagement. It's like,
just my luck.
This is the only thing I don't like, no matter if you cheat or, like, you break up with the person. Why are you going for the other person? Go for the one who did it. I don't like the fact that Mira went after Alice when I'm not the one that broke up your engagement.
Ooh. Yeah, well, she said no, too. She was like, I'm not interested. Right?
Yeah. So... That's the only thing I really didn't appreciate. That's the only scenarios I never like. Don't never go for the other person. Mm. Go for the one who did it.
Yeah.
Right. It's easy to go after the other person because you don't want to believe the person that you are in love with did that to you. But they're just as responsible, if not more, than the other person.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so crazy. This entire episode was so messy. It was messy.
Yeah. It reminds me of that... What was the dinner scene that they all had?
Oh, yeah.
Messed up, too.
Yes, that was messed up, too.
That was that was so many mixed weird, that was weird,
yeah.
Like weird signals. I don't mean weird bad, I mean like, awkward. She was playing with fire.
Absolutely. And not only that, but Joey has every right to be confused and feel like 100%. This is not for her. So she kind of calls it off and says, you're not even out to yourself, let alone anyone else. And if you're, you know, judging yourself, then you're not accepting me either.
That hit me hard. That's a really real thing that hardly ever gets discussed, but, like, internalized homophobia, like, that's so real. And so I like that they touched on that, and I wonder if... I don't know. I feel like Alice is starting to come around and accept herself, but I feel like there's still going to be obstacles and roadblocks. Like, this is not just, like, an easy acceptance.
I feel like, if anything, she's more confused because she's gotten used to... the other way that she's lived her life. Like, she's been able to compartmentalize, and now her parents are, you know, are saying, oh, yeah, it's fine. So she has this whole new way of living her life, and that can be really scary. Yeah.
I love the support her parents gave her.
Yes.
And I wish that her parents, because I was really happy with what they did, but at the same time, I wish that they would have given hints that they were accepting, because up till then, it was very, like, it seemed like they were very shut off from it. They
said we were just waiting. That was their way of trying to force it out of her. I think that was their way of manipulating, just come.
Like, do you think when they're, you know, like, oh, is there a new man in your life?
Yeah.
You think that was, her, and she did not take the opportunity. She didn't take the bait.
Like, is there someone new in your life?
Right. Oh, she did say it wasn't.
No, that would be nice if they would have said that.
Right. Yeah. To make her feel. Yeah, but when you're just not talking about your feelings, you know, you don't know what to do.
But this entire time, I don't know about you guys, but I really did feel like her parents were not open to the idea and that they would have judged her.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So seeing that, just like all of that, like, angst inside of Alice, like, should I tell them, should I not, was instantly taken away when her parents were like, oh, honey, we knew, we love you. And I was just like, oh, like, Alice has gone through so much that at least now she's able to be herself and doesn't have to have one more thing to harbor.
But so much time wasted.
Yeah.
You know, not talking about like, who you really are to your family.
And I still think Alice has to figure out who she really is as a gay woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now that she's even out to her parents, because she's been, like you said, living so close.
Exactly.
I don't think she knows exactly the gay lifestyle she wants to live.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they'll touch on that on season two, and I'm sure we'll get... She's so funny. Whenever they were, like, her and Joey were having that serious conversation, she's like, oh, okay, now we're sitting.
Yeah,
I was like, everything. Oh,
she's so funny. I think that'll be a great storyline for her. I'm sure they'll, you know, they'll go into that.
I really love how they've really raised her as, like, a main storyline, you know? I feel like there's, like, the A storyline, the B storyline, and then there's, like, the little ones here and there sprinkled throughout, and she's really just shot her way to, like, being one of the... I love that. I feel like she deserves so much. I want an Alice spinoff, to be honest.
I feel like I want to about every character, though. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, she'd be so fun to see in a little show.
But on another note, we did find out that Dennis is still alive. Thank God.
Yeah.
He checked himself into a facility, like a 48-hour hold, so he wouldn't hurt himself or do anything. And Davia shows up. It was very heartfelt. He tells her about how he lost his child and that... You know, his child fought so hard to live that he couldn't imagine just throwing his life away. Like him like his self's life away. Yeah. I'm sorry. His self, is that a word?
His self, yeah.
You saw that in my eyes.
It's a third party reference. But.
Right. So I want something to happen between him and Davia so bad.
I totally agree.
But
there's something, right?
Something in the water.
Yeah, there's something there. I am picking up what they're putting down.
Okay.
I love it.
I'm going to use that.
It was unexpected.
Yeah, but I thought it was respectful
that
she did not make a move when he was in such a vulnerable place. Because I was
she's
like
thinking... Jeff. She really wasn't checking.
Well, I thought...
Oh, I don't know.
She digs him.
Yeah. I don't know. I also was picking something up.
No, I agree, but I was just saying she would put moves on him right now, I think, because technically she still is with Jeff.
Right.
So.
If she did have those thoughts, I appreciated how she did not make a move when he is in such a, like, a different state of mind right now.
And I'm just glad at how the show handled this entire storyline, because I feel like a lot of times, like, these storylines can be really kind of, like, I don't even know the right word, but like just
like brushed over, kind of
brushed over, or like
on the surface,
yeah, or made to be like this big like thing for drama, not taken like as seriously, like just really blown up for like the dramatic elements. And I'm glad that they like really touched on it in a very real way instead of making it this, you know, kind of gross. I don't even know how to describe
and
then
they kind of explored it over a couple of episodes, which I felt was the right thing to do, as opposed to just kind of hit us with one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I like the fact that Davy kept his secret. Like, she didn't tell anybody else. She's just like, oh, he's on a road trip.
Yeah.
He has no cell reception.
And then Jeff had to come back in the picture. He left his wife, allegedly. We need to see some papers, as Shay says.
I legit want to see some paperwork.
Show you the receipts. You want to see the receipts?
I want to see some checking savings. Some. I need to make sure the money you bring it in is matching the hours you worked, okay?
You could probably just ask Mariana and Angela to give you all that information.
Yeah. She'll put it in an Excel spreadsheet for you.
Right. Absolutely.
For real.
Okay, so we touched on it earlier. We have a segment called This Girl is Dope.
Yes.
So Taylor, who is she?
Yes, okay, so she was actually in this episode. We mentioned her earlier. Her name is Patrice Cullors. She's actually had a very, like, difficult life, but really overcame, like, her circumstances. She's a queer activist, and she was actually kicked out of her home when she was 16 when she revealed her sexuality to her parents.
Really?
Yes, but since then, she went to UCLA and got degrees in religion and philosophy.
Wow.
And she's one of three co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement. But not only that, she's a really fierce advocate for prison abolition in Los Angeles. And she's won a ton of awards. This isn't even all of them, but she is a Fulbright scholar. She was the NAACP History Maker Award in 2015. And she's one of Fortune, like, very huge companies, great leader. She was named one of the great leaders. So I agree, one of definitely the great leaders. And I feel like I read somewhere that she would be making another appearance in season two.
Really?
And
I'm so here for that.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. We get more of her wisdom and just like inspiration. Definitely someone great to close this season off with.
Absolutely. And we have a fun game that we're going to play with you guys. But before that, we have a lot of great things happening with AfterBuzz. We are going to be taking a hiatus for after season one, but we'll be back June 18th. But Taylor, what can we expect in the meantime?
Yeah, before we move on to our little game, we just want to say thank you guys for making us be the ESPN of TV Talk. But for us to continue to grow and keep giving you great content, we need your guys' help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. 1 through 4 doesn't work, so it's got to be 5. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. You guys have a lot of time. We have 2 months that we need to hear your thoughts and you know, talk about this stuff. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Do not forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Well said. Thanks,
guys. Absolutely. I did forget to mention the whole Callie Gael and Jamie thing.
Ooh.
In a nutshell, what do you guys think?
More dance sequences.
Yes.
More dance sequences.
That's what I have to say.
Different styles of dance, not just tango.
I was, saying, I was a fan of the tango. I was, seriously was. I hated practicing it and rehearsing it, but I loved watching it right now.
I was hoping that at the end of the dance, she would, like, choose herself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel like she needs to take a moment. She doesn't need to just switch over. Like, there's a lot that's going on in her life right now, and I think that she could use some just self-love and just, like...
What team are you guys on?
I'm always curious.
Gael as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or Malika. I'm not gonna lie. That dance.
I totally agree. I would be down for Malika.
I do like Isaac though. Like, I don't want to break Malika
right.
and Isaac.
And Isaac's back.
Isaac made a reappearance. Thank you, Malika, for please just wusaing your life and just letting your pride slip away and calling the boy back.
And that was definitely good.
Mm-hmm. Do we think that Callie sent the files to the, was it defense or prosecutors? Which one is that? Defense for Jamal?
I do.
The prosecutors? Or?
You think so?
Because I feel like at the coterie, that little sequence where everyone was talking, everyone was keeping one secret or another.
Right.
And just the look on her face, I was like, you have something to do with this.
And that's going to be...
That's going to be trouble.
Nice.
Segueing into our next segment.
Here. Really? You did it twice.
You like that? I tried.
We didn't get it. None of us were on board the first time. Yeah. We were like, oh, that's cool that he's using that. And then now I'm like, I'm like,
we're going to play the game.
I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
So we have a game of Have You Been Good or Trouble. We take an instance of the show. We vote as a panel. Do we think the situation good? Is it trouble?
Okay.
Take it away, Shay.
Okay, so... Because it's the finale, there's so many choices and so many things to choose. So it's a two-parter.
Okay.
First one is, now they're Mirage. Oh, dang. I legit just wanted you. They're a couple names. Mariana and Raj.
I was like,
kiss.
That came out of your mouth so smoothly.
I know, because it's such a great, like, ship name. Like, it was awesome. Because they kissed, and now we can hopefully assume that they get all coupley. Will that be good or trouble for her now, the fact that if she does stay, speculate in her app?
Oh.
Good.
Oh,
ooh,
snap.
Okay,
they work together.
One pessimist.
Yeah, so
they
for
work
the audio
together.
Listeners.
They were, I put, I said, I did, I said trouble. They work together. And that, I mean, I don't know, it could be a lot of pressure on the relationship. They have to name it, because then they have to go into HR.
Mm.
Wow, I'm really...
You know a lot about this.
So, no, I'm like the buzzkill of this. I'm like, well, no, guys. I'm like, pull up my glasses, and like, you gotta go into HR. It just could get a little... It could get
messy.
A little messy.
The word of the day.
But I do like the both of them together.
Yeah.
I do love Raj. What an ally.
Exactly.
Yes. Truly.
He's proved himself over and
he
over.
He really has.
I think it's good, only because if she does stay and she might can be considered his boss, that they have such a nice friendship that hopefully it wouldn't ruin things to the fact that, you know, they just won't talk anymore.
Hmm. Yeah, I said good because it's just, I think it's going to be good.
And they're adorable.
They're
adorable. Enough said.
I mean, they've had to try to win me over the past few episodes. I've been like, do I see it? Do I not? There seems to be somewhat of an age difference between them. And I'm just like, I don't know.
I'm not even picking up on that.
Maybe, but
I guess he probably is a little older.
But I like it. I think they're going to have to continue to win me over, but I'm here for the kiss. The kiss did a lot for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and the second part is, if Callie does not choose Gael and chooses Jamie, how is that going to be good or trouble for her life at the coterie?
It's going to be trouble for me.
Oh, God. Trouble.
Wow, good.
Wait a day.
I am against the grain, you guys.
I, like
I again went the opposite direction. I like Jamie. Is that crazy?
Really?
I don't dislike Jamie. I just... think
Gael's
hotter without a shirt.
I think he's I'm sorry. You think he's hotter without a shirt? I was going to go a little bit in depth and a little bit more less surface.
Less on the surface.
I mean, obviously, less, they have so many things in common. They do a lot. Like, for me, Gael and Callie makes a lot more sense. But still, he's hot. I'm not going to ignore it.
See, I honestly thought that Jamie was going to be like a one-off type of a thing. He was going to show up for an episode and he was going to leave. And then he's developed into this whole ship, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think it's bad. If Gael wasn't in the picture, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this Jamie dude is sick. Like, he is really cool. But just because we established everything first with Gael and Callie, I just think that they just have so much chemistry. And it's so obvious that they are so mentally connected. And with Jamie, it's like, oh, you're my boyfriend. I like you. You helped me out in the workplace. Thank you. You know?
And now he has, I feel like just because now he has a country club membership, he's trying to be, like, more of part of, like, a higher society than even maybe Callie would want. That's why they won't work for me.
That's a good point.
And I agree. I think that her and Jamie are, like, nice. But I think I think it's kind of safe for Callie.
Italians everywhere. Like, yeah. Why?
Talking along my hands. It's fine. Yeah. But I think that I think you're right. There's so much chemistry between Callie and Gael, and I feel like Callie is always going to choose the person with more chemistry with her because that's just who she is.
She's a bad girl. At the end of the day, she is a bad girl. Maybe that's why I've always liked the good guy.
Yeah.
He's shown up for her a lot.
Yeah.
He's really proven to be her guy.
I mean, so is Gael, though.
Has he?
He's always like, come help me with my sculpture.
Right.
I'm like, what?
And then, like, you're right. It is more about sex with them.
Yes.
It's more about sex with them.
I feel like
Here's the thing. In your 20s, like, that is fine and fun. And then you eventually upgrade to someone who's showing up for you and is great. And I think that's what he is. But maybe she'll test out the Gael situation for a little bit, and I don't know. But he's also great. He's great too. I just think their thing is chemistry, and I like them as I like Gael. I mean, I like Gael and Jamie. Wow, I heard it here first. I mean, we don't hate it. No, Callie and Jamie. I think they make a good team. I think that's why I like them.
They do work well together for sure. But go ahead.
It's time. So guys, we're gonna give away 4 of these paddles signed by the Kaz and Bradley that came in. So Chloe's gonna pick the first person.
Oh wow, okay.
So we're giving away 4 because Jazzy Jones already has her locked.
Do I say it?
Yes.
Megan Bell.
Woo! Yes!
Well done, Megan Bell.
Megan, congrats. By the way, everyone who is winning one of these, they've commented on our YouTube or our iTunes, gave us a 5-star rating, and let us know what they loved about the show. So thank you guys for watching. Thank you for watching. And let's see
the
other winner.
We're hitting all
the
accents. Yeah. Next up, Australia.
That's all you.
Oh, no. You guys.
That's pretty good.
Lorenzo Ortega.
Ooh. Congrats.
Again, me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Me and Taylor don't get to pick.
No,
it's fine. I'm over it.
Do you want one of them?
Yes.
Oh, this is a not a full name.
Maybe it is.
Well, that's true. Is that a one? It's gotta be.
Oh yes.
Okay. Lolo 12462,
which is one of our iTunes people.
Ooh. Oh, awesome.
Mysterious. Right.
I love that name. It's like Beyonce. You just need a one.
Yeah. Bottle. And a ton of numbers.
And a ton of numbers. All right. All right.
Reed.
So, the fourth and final winner is Alan Maslowski. Kusky.
Yay! Alan, we got you.
We got you, Alan.
To repeat, we have
Megan Bell,
Lorenzo Ortega,
Alan Maslowski.
And Lolo 12462. I have a question about Lolo. Like, was 12461 taken? You know, what other? I have questions for him or her.
Okay, guys. So, Lolo, DM me on either on Twitter or Instagram. So with your addresses, so I can send these to you. Also, if I don't hear from anybody in a week, we will pick new names.
Ooh,
and one of them will be my name.
Yeah.
We'll
down
take
the
one. So,
how bad
this
do you want?
This is how it is.
DM her.
DM her.
But for the paddles, not for anything else.
Yeah, please do not slide in my DMs for anything.
No,
else.
Do not slide in there.
No, unsolicited. You know.
I don't,
okay. So what we're gonna do
I will
now?
I will get real unapologetic. Okay.
Yeah. Before we wrap, we have to do some predictions for season 2. Oh.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
You sip that tea.
Wow. This is not the best thing to drink.
So, we do have to be a little careful. We have been to the set. We saw season 2, episode 3. We saw part of it being taped. We probably know more than you do.
You probably do. You definitely do. I go back. I actually, I shoot tomorrow.
Yay! Oh,
yeah, but I don't, I mean, all I have is the episode that I read for tomorrow.
So obviously you can't necessarily predict, but if there's something that you would like to see from season two, what would it be?
Ooh. That's really, I mean, I'd like Callie to make a damn choice already.
Mega choice.
Okay, so that'd be cool. I'd like to see I'd like to kind of see what happens with Evan. I feel like he's still really mysterious to us, but he's playing such a big part in Mariana's life that I'd like to find out more, you know, more about him.
Okay. Because
he's letting that freak flag fly. And I want to know more.
I actually have that on shirt. Okay.
My quick prediction is that I think that that Raj and Mariana are going to become a couple. And I think that Alice hopefully can win back Joey.
I'm going to predict that even if Alice does win back Joey, there's going to be conflict. And I am looking forward to seeing more Malika and Isaac.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
I think that Davia might go through a similar journey that Alice went through this season with, like, realizing that she doesn't necessarily want to be with Jeff after, you know, some consideration. I also just really want to see more teacher Davia because I love that and I love her.
Yeah, she's great. Everyone's so good.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Where can everyone find you on social media?
Ooh, at my name, at Chloe Wepper.
All right.
There's an underscore in one. I'm so bad at this.
It's like, all right.
I'm just like, I think
like, follow me, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, Instagram and Twitter, my name. That's pretty much it. I kept it pretty simple. Oh.
Chloe underscore Wepper
on Instagram.
Awesome.
Yeah, I just put up a really great photo of my dog. So
love that.
I just highly recommend you go there. And if you don't, you know, it's your loss. It's your problem.
For real.
Yeah. It's your fault.
Taylor, where can everyone find you?
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter at @alphaba_Anna, on Instagram @Taylor_Gates_.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you. You guys are awesome in the chat. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on Thursday, 7 p.m., The Perfectionist. I am so excited, guys.
All right. And you guys can find me on the Shadowhunters After Show on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And find me everywhere else at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we will see you for season two.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.